unique weirdos. What up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Bitch. Yo. Yo. Hey, little daddy. Welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top. Where you lick the bottle? I'm down for the buck. Taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up with some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, Mr. Shrew, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. When you lift the bottle, I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play, throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs, you can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away a key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty hoe.
No.
When I die, bury me in St. Louis style.
Fall asleep, put the TV on. Y'all
Been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We in Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Wow. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow.
Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. I show up with a check to your workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song. This shit come up.
When I'm singing from the back, I came front of them.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Switch it up and get you gone. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow.
You in first place. You in first place. Bad bitch contest. You in first place.
Yeah, what's going on? It's your man, Brooklyn Black, and of course, I'm always the co-pilot here on Thursday nights. Why? Because it's all Barb's Radio with the lovely Nikki Barb, a.k.a. How's Your Head Game, a.k.a. How I Met Your Ho, a.k.a. Sex in the City, a.k.a. Why Your Man the Enemy, a.k.a. a whole bunch of other shit. Nikki, what's good?
That was a whole bunch of a.k.a.s that... I didn't even know you still remembered, but I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, you know, chilling. You know, having a real cool, relaxed day. You know, I had a real crazy last 24 hours. Not even 38, 36 hours was real crazy. And, you know, I'm happy to be here. You know, it's all Bar Radio. I got my any privilege. I got my meditation tools, you know what I'm saying? We got some. I hope you're ready to dance tonight. Like, hope you're ready to, like, twerk and shit.
I really want to. I actually want to move. I want to bop. I don't want to be disappointed tonight. I don't want to have to.
Like, we got some. Like, there's some shit that's going to have you, you know, twerk in and shake your ass. Like, you might want to stretch because you could pull your hamstring.
So that means that we're going to have good music tonight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gotta have some drinks that's gonna get you up out your seat. Like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely preview there. You know me, if I don't like it, I punch it. You know.
Exactly. But you wanna know something though? Before we even go into that, like, I'm being very, 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 very rude. Like, how dare I come on air and not say hello to everybody that's tuning in and listening? Shout out to the All Barbs, the All Barbs promoters, everybody that supports the movement. I have a lot of shout-outs that I want to give to people on Twitter. Shout-out to @RealMDala. I know you sent me many songs. I'm going to try to slide that over if I can, so please bear with me. Also, shout out to @onetop_notch. Also, shout out to @drugsandalcohol, who also sent the music, and shout out to Miss Bayesian Tempest, who definitely sent us some music. And also, it was one of the girls.
She may have sent music, but she's not the artist on the track.
Yeah, I know, but shout out to her because, you know, that's AKA my sis. I definitely follow her. Shout out to, yes, somebody who sent music, and I hope she's on the lineup because, yes, I was in Twitter jail, everybody. I cannot tweet to you who I'm going to be playing tonight, but I know Black is going to get that over to me as soon as possible, and I will tweet it, but shout out to @WholeSabrina_M, who sent music, so I hope she's in the lineup because I'm always curious to hear how a female puts it down. So I hope she's in the lineup. Is she in the lineup tonight?
If it was sent over, then definitely is.
Okay, cool. So before we get started, before I start talking about my topics and what's trending on Twitter, how have your last 38 hours been? What did you do? If you do not care to go into full details,
I can't go into a whole bunch of details, but I will say I was awake, I was standing, I was up for almost 40 hours, and I was working for a good majority of them. Most of the time I was traveling. I only spent like 4 hours traveling, and the rest of the time was work, you know what I mean? But it was definitely cool, you know. This new gig I'm digging, you know. I could take my work home and shit, you know. It's cool.
That's cool. Do you have anything, you know, I know there's a lot of important or a couple of things that's going on this weekend. I guess I'm hearing about a Mayweather fight.
Fight on the 4th. You know what I'm saying? He's going against this dude, Guerrero.
So I'm pretty sure I know who everybody's going for. Let me guess,
Mayweather. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know,
it is so what it is. Right? I hate that everybody always goes for him. Be bold. Be damn. Go for the other guy.
But, you know, but you got to be, you know, you can't mess, you know, it's history. Like, come on, as long as this dude Mayweather's been fighting, he has not lost. You know what I'm saying?
He hasn't lost, but
for some people, it's a sure thing.
It's always that 1%. It's a possibility. Never say never. Never say never. He has a really good streak. He's a really good fighter. But, I mean, you know, I would go for the other guy. I wouldn't bet that much. But to be honest, everybody always goes for me. But, and usually my dad on.
You know what else is dope about this weekend, though?
What? What's dope about this weekend?
It is Cinco de Mayo, a.k.a. at How's Your Head Game's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, I forgot it was my birthday
this
weekend.
I'm going to try my damnedest. I'm going to try my hardest to get this nigga drunk, ladies and gentlemen.
Really? Because
I'm going to try my hardest to get this nigga drunk.
So that means you're going to, because you know what? I was planning on taking it easy, but you mean it's something that you're really going to try to come from Brooklyn all the way to the Bronx?
Yeah.
To get me drunk? Because you know what? I believe last year, wasn't I talking to you while I was drunk,
yes,
trying to keep my sanity?
And see, the funny thing about it, I was at a fight party for a Mayweather fight. Well, it was Mayweather versus Cotto.
And I was with the girls, and I was hanging out with the girls, and I was just like...
She was so drunk.
And I was so drunk. I was. I had an okay birthday last year, and, you know, an okay one this year, I guess.
She's all Black, sound laughing at me.
I was not, everyone. I did not sound like that.
Yes. But on a bit of a sadder note, yesterday, Chris Kelly, a.k.a. the Mac Daddy, one half of 90s kids rap group, Crisscross, died of an alleged drug overdose at age 34. So definitely thoughts and prayers to go out to his family, friends, you know what I'm saying, especially the fans. You know, they were getting ready to do a world tour and shit. You know, I was looking forward to see, just to see how it would go.
Wow.
You know, but most definitely, you know, I may throw in some jump in there just, you know.
I think you should have told me right. But you said that he died over a drug overdose. Do they specify what drugs it was?
I said alleged.
Allegedly, okay. Yes. And that's a very key word because allegedly, it means assumptions, is not a definite, but that's what's being told. So it's definitely sad. He was so young. You said he was what, 34 years old?
34.
Wow.
No, and also in what the fuck ignorant news, a Kentucky couple are in police custody after their 5-year-old son shot and killed his 2-year-old brother with a .22 caliber rifle that he had received as a gift.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Hold on. You said a Kentucky couple. This is out in Kentucky. So I know that a lot of my listeners, I know you guys don't all reside in, you know, New York, or you guys have people out in Cali, in the UK, and in Kentucky that are definitely tuning in. And I just want to say, like, these things with guns and kids, and you really have to be careful. You really have to be careful, especially if you are a homeowner. If you are a homeowner and you own a gun, and you have a gun in a house where you do have kids,
See, you're missing the whole entire point.
What was the whole entire point?
It's where the what the fuck comes into play.
Okay.
Who the fuck gives a 5-year-old kid a .22 caliber fucking rifle as a fucking gift?
It was given to the kid as a gift.
It was given to the kid. Who the fuck gives a 5-year-old a fucking rifle?
And so then the 5-year-old shoots and kills the 3-year-old brother.
Come on, people. I got nieces, nephews. Miss House Heavy, she got kids. And we know how temperamental a 5-year-old could be. You can piss off a 5-year-old saying, no, you can't have juice. You know, get this volatile little shit a fucking gun. You know, his little brother could have done something as innocent as take the toy he was playing with. He grabbed the gun and shoot him while he's playing around the gun. Ooh, I'm going to shoot you. Pop, pop, pop. Like, come on.
Right, because if you give a 5-year-old a toy gun, the first thing that they're going to do with it is fake shoot you. Or, you know what I mean? So what's going on with the parents now? And what's going to happen? Because a 5-year-old shot and killed his own brother. You can't.
Like, I don't think he was malicious. I don't think, you know, it's like he went and shot his, you know, like he meant to kill his brother. I don't think he, you know, really meant to do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, that's on the parents. Like, it's straight up the parents. They should, you know, like, come on. What type of bullshit? Like, where does the common sense come into play here?
That's ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? Like, doesn't common sense come into play? Doesn't fucking, you know, that little angel and double hovering show, like, hey, maybe we shouldn't get this kid a gun? And maybe the parents didn't even give them the gun. The fact that the parents allowed them to have and still gave them access to it, that's the problem.
It is a very big problem.
You know what I'm saying?
It was very, very stupid on the behalf of whoever that was, and they know that.
And also later on in the show, I was hit up in a DM on Twitter, and the question I was asking is from another dude. But I really think that how's your head game to answer this, because I think it's borderline. It's like a pause moment violation of the guy code. I think if I answer it.
Okay, so let me guess. This is a person who wants. So you're gonna ask this question from a person on your Twitter.
Right. It came to my DM. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted me to ask on the show, but I'm not gonna blow him up. I'm not gonna say who sent it to me.
Why can't you tell me who? Okay, well, just say the question.
Okay, the question was: should I shave my pubes?
Should I shave my pubes? That's what the person said.
Do guys, do women nowadays, do they like their men shaved? Do they like the hairiness? Like, you know. So I said, hey, I'll ask a question on air, but I'm not answering. Like, you know, like I got my own preference of how my shit is, but, you know, I personally don't care how the next man's shit is, so I never, you know, gave it any second thought.
Okay, here's the thing. Whoever asks that question, if you want to shave your pubes, then I think you can. I would vouch for a majority of women nowadays that they would rather the men shave, because who wants hairy nuts or a ball? Because you guys complain about hairy vagina. Like, you guys don't want that. So, I mean, it's only right that you treat your genital area how you expect us to treat ours. You know, I mean, if you are, you know, you have some men that don't do that. Like, they're not going to put a razor blade to their nutsack. Like, no, like, I'm a man, girl, hear me raw, and I have hairy nuts. Okay, that's you. And if you find somebody out there that accepts that, then you're lucky, and that's cool. But if you want to, because it seems like you want to do it, like, so just do it. And the only way you're going to find out is if a female, you know, if you think that females prefer that, is if you do it and test it out. And, you know, because, I mean, I'm not going to ask you if you do that, but I'm pretty sure if you wanted to do that, Black, you would do that, right? I mean,
you know, I'll keep it a buck, because, you know, me and Nicky Balls be tight like that, and, you know, yeah, you know, listeners, you know, y'all niggas is family. We bring y'all into our business all the time. You know, I've done it, you know, especially during the summer months. You know, it you know, fellas, I know, the nuts be sweating, and yo,
yeah,
if there's no hair there, then, you know what I'm saying, you don't really have that clammy feeling, you know what I'm saying, and sometimes when you first do it, and you put, and you know, you get out of the shower, you lotion up. You know, your shits are like boiled eggs, you know?
Boiled eggs. Oh, my gosh. You should feel like that's
and
how
sorry,
it feels.
And I'm like, men who sexually active, like, trimmed hairs are good, because if you guys wrap your tools like I do.
You know what it is, too?
Sometimes the hair gets rolled up into the rubber, and when you take it off, it rips all that shit out at once, and you're like, ah! So
I feel,
you know,
like for those who have like nappy pube hair, you should just shave that shit off, because nobody wants to. It's just not attractive.
Nobody wants to go down on a tumbleweed.
Nobody wants to look at Taco
Bell.
Nobody
wants to do the D and come back with hair in his teeth.
For me, up front and center. No, it's disgusting. Shave it. That's why I said, if a man, you know, men, I feel like they should treat their genital area how they would expect a female to treat her, like, to care, you know, to treat hers. But how do you feel about Obama making it okay for 15-year-olds to be able to get the contraceptive, the morning after pill, or the Plan B, the pill?
Well,
how do you
all right, here's my thing. Because, you know, like I said, I got nieces, I got nephews.
Can you tell something, though? Because, honestly, they have a TV show about 16 and pregnant.
Right.
Which means these people are getting pregnant at 15 and they're about to give birth. You understand what I'm saying? Or they're having sex that young now, and even younger.
Right. Now, here's my whole thing about that. You know, of course, you know, nowadays we don't, you know, we coming up, especially us who are, you know, getting older, becoming parents and shit, or, you know, uncles, raising kids, you know what I'm saying, whichever. You know, of course you don't want to throw anything to your little one, especially if you got a little girl. Like me, I got two young nieces, one 17, the other one 8. You know, you don't want to think of, anyway, especially if you're a dude who plays the field a lot, you don't want to think of some other young motherfucker doing that shit to that little girl. You know, so that's the last thing. So you never want to think that they're fucking. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, well, let's keep it real. We were at that age, and most of us, you know, we did shit too, because, come on, how many people you know had a kid early? You know what I'm saying? That you went to school with, and they had a kid at 15 or had a kid at 16 or whatever. you know. So that teen pregnancy thing has always been around. And at first, I think the general idea of them shows like 16 and pregnant and teen mom and shit was supposed to be used as a kind of deterrent, try to steer kids away from doing that. But we're at the day and age where now shit like that looks cool to it looks cool to these kids, so they're going out there doing it. Then you got those shows like Maury where the girls are fucking, you know, they're 14, 15. Oh, yeah, I have three sons. I have sex for a cheeseburger, you know. And instead of it being used as a deterrent, kids are like, oh, my God, yo, they're doing that. They get on TV, so I can be on TV, too. You know what I'm saying? And now the thing of consciousness being put into play, I think, yo, it's better because, yo, they're gonna do it whether we tell them to. Whether we tell them not to or not, you know what I'm saying? They're going to do it. We were all teenagers. If mom said no, dad said no, we snuck around and did it anyway and tried to make sure we didn't get caught. You know what I mean? They're going to do it anyway, and I don't want to sound like devil's advocate, but you know what I'm saying? If they're going to do it, like, we should at least make sure there's things in place for them to be safe.
But
and we as parents, we should do everything we can to educate our kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if you're going to be doing this, fine, but do it safe. Don't be like these heifers on TV, pregnant shit at 16. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should, yo, we should definitely, you know, be able to talk to our kids, because a lot of times, especially in the past generations, especially generations that I came up in, Nikki Boss came up in, those generations, kids having sex, that was real taboo. Parents didn't want to talk about, yeah, they want to tell us, you know, oh, where babies come from, and they didn't really want to tell us about condoms and pregnancy, but also,
because it's kind of hard, though, as a parent. You understand what I'm saying?
I definitely understand. Like, I've had to talk.
If you're 4 years old,
I've had to talk 4 times already.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, well, where do babies come from? You are, as a parent, you're not literally going to tell them, okay, like, this is where they come from, not at that age. Despite if they were to be, what, 13, 14, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it also goes on ages, but, like, it definitely, when it comes down to talking to your kids about sex, like, yeah, it was always noticed as taboo because of certain age. And also, too, like, if how can my mother talk to me about sex if her mother or nobody really gave her the proper education or...
Right, and it all goes from education. Like I said, we came to school, yeah, we had sex ed and health class.
Nobody really pays attention to sexual education. They're waiting for all the good parts. That's it.
Right, true indeed. You know, so like I said, for that shit to be available, fine, because, you know, like I said, we got knuckleheads nowadays, and they ain't going to listen, so fine, fuck it. We should have some type of fail-safe, you know what I mean? Because all that shit is available, you know what I'm saying? You got health class, you got the library, you know what I'm saying? You know, kids don't realize, but they can ask their doctor about sex. You know what I'm saying? You know, they have all this other resources available, and they don't use it. So fine, if they don't use it, like, yo, and Shorty doesn't want to have a baby, I think that shit should be made available. And there should also be other shit put into place. You know what I'm saying? Like, fine, yo, you can't get it unless your parent gets it for you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that they should be. I think the parent should have to. Should know. I think the parent has every right to know that their child is going to consume that just in case of any type of side effect.
Or right. That's why, like I said, the parents should.
Like the parents, I believe, like they shouldn't. The 15-year-old shouldn't be allowed to just go into any pharmacy or, you know, okay, well, how much is it? Or I have insurance. Can I have it? You know, I think the parents should be notified or have to sign for that.
Right. Like, I don't think the doctor should tell them, like, if their daughter, like, that her hand is broken. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think, if anything, that should be something that the daughter should tell, yeah, I lost my virginity. Like, that part, I don't think the doctor should tell the parents, yeah, her hand is broken. But if she's going and asking for birth control, so like that, yeah, that should be something with the parents, you know what I'm saying? Because the parents, you know what I'm saying, they may have strong convictions against birth control as a form of abortion, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, due to family history, like you said, shit like that, they may not be able to take that medication. So, yeah, they should be notified about that. I mean, like I said, they shouldn't be able to get that until, you know what I'm saying, the parent goes to get it. You know what I'm saying? 347-857-4302. It's all Bars Radio. Thank you, Bars. Brooklyn Black. We'll talk about them. We also got to talk about you know, Jason Collins coming out the closet while his team is in the playoffs, which is a load of bullshit.
And it's okay. I just want to let Jason Collins know that I definitely do support him, and I'm so proud. I don't know what took you so long.
Like I said, we gonna get into the whole shit all in tonight's show. We got a whole bunch of people getting into. We rocking at 10:30, ladies and gentlemen. So y'all already know.
Did you see the game though? Okay, we can get into that too when we come back. And I was just about to ask you. I've been asking for the link for the show because people are bugging me on Twitter and it's making me nervous right now.
I already got it.
I already got it, so.
And it's getting sent out one more time.
Okay. Well, whenever you are ready, Black, let's get into
a
commercial break.
We got to do this, you know what I'm saying, for Criss Cross, rest in peace, Mac Daddy. Because this side out was wiggly, 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 whack. Yo, you remember those? Yo, you remember the Looney Tunes shirts that they made to look like Criss Cross? Like they had Bugs Bunny and Taz with the clothes on back.
Yes.
And then they had the Black Bart Simpson and the Hood Minnie Mouse and shit.
I do.
You know what I'm saying? Check my Instagram. I got a picture up on Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. She's how_I_met_your_hoe. Like, too many fucking underscores, but still, it is what it is.
Oh, well.
It will be like that.
Hey.
I've seen those girls. I think they look pretty cool, but, you know, one thing, I mean, that whole attitude about, you know, dressing in the baggy clothes, I'm not into that. I think it's kind of lame, you know, but they're pretty cute.
Here we go!
Yo, Mike.
You did, because I was in here. Oh, my gosh. You don't even understand. You took it way back.
Well, you know, I had to do it because, you know, last week was also the anniversary of the passing of Left Eye, you know what I'm saying?
And I was just saying that it was her passing, too, of Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
You know, so I had to, you know, I had to show some love. You know, I had to do it like that. 347-857-4302. We're back in it. What's going on, Nikki? What else are we talking about?
Nothing, but what I really, before you were about to tell me about Chris Bosh, not Chris Bosh, Corey. But he might be the next, you know, he might be the next target that they're going to, you know, try to come, what's his name, Collins, they're going to, you know, they're going to make jokes about him and Bosh now, just because they know that he's gay. And I just want to know your views on that really quickly before we at least get into one of the artists' music, because I didn't realize time is flying.
Well, time's flying, but we rock until 10:30, so you know it's all good.
All right, so how do you feel about that?
All right, check it out. Me personally, yo, if he likes to take his fifth one in the butt, I don't give a fuck. That's what you do. You know what I'm saying? Live and let live, yo. If that's what you like, cool. Just don't think you can fucking try to hit on me and shit, because then it's gonna be a problem.
Respect.
But you know what I'm saying?
But you know how this is, though. You know, because come on now, because the NBA and the NFL, like, these are like the manly sports. You know how they, they take things like this. Like, you know, somebody that they've been around that watches them get
undressed. You know what? It's 2013. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We got a whole bunch of weird, crazy, sadistic, twisted motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? That's what makes the world the world. That's what makes us different. That's what makes us fucking unique. If everybody was the same and fucking the same type of bitch, niggas would be bored. You know what I'm saying? If they gonna fuck, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it comes into territory, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, strong people with strong beliefs, 8 out of 10, they stand alone. They're the subject of ridicule. You know what I mean? And the fact that he's able to come out knowing that, like, yo, he'll get a whole lot of side remarks and fucking, talking behind his back, pointing and laughing and shit. The fact that he knows that shit's going to happen now that he's out, yo.
You get what I'm saying? This is what I don't understand.
Here's the thing, and this is because, you know, I got a lot of friends that are gay,
Wait, because I honestly feel like, you know, his teammates, you know, they have the right to have a reaction. You understand what I'm saying? Just due to the fact that, like, maybe he, and I highly doubt, maybe he had one good friend on the team that maybe knew, or maybe, you know, his teammates had suspected, but, you know, he waited for so long to say something that they have the right to, you know, feel a certain type of way, because not that they have the right to judge him, but, you know, like you said again, like, you know, if that's what you do, that's what you do. You know, it's just as long as I know I'm comfortable, you know, like, just don't, you know, it's not about being comfortable with somebody because you're keeping it real. Are you letting them know?
You know what I'm saying? Because, his boy, you know, his boy should know, you know what I mean? But, yo, at the same time, because like I said, me growing up, and I grew up upstate in Nyack, you know, and there was a whole lot of kids up there on that Degrassi shit. They didn't know how to, you know, find their identity or come out and shit like that, because they'd be the subject of ridicule and shit like that. Like, yo, there was time I was in a group home with an openly gay Dominican dude named Ronnie, and he's one of my best fucking friends. Yeah. He's one of my best friends in the group. On me and him, we was like, you know what I'm saying? Because, yo, we go hang out, you know what I mean? And, of course, you know, he, Dominican gay dude, he had a whole lot of female friends. You know what I mean? He had a whole lot of female friends. Dominicans, blacks, they all love that nigga. And you know what? And back then, those chicks, they saw it as a real good quality. So, like, to know that he's openly gay, you know what I mean? And to still, you know what I'm saying, go out and hang with him and not care what nobody said. Because, you know, when you're in a group and you're in foster care, you know, you're actually growing up with these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you might not know each other from a hole in the wall, but after you're there for a couple months, couple years, you know what I mean?
You're enforced to care.
You know,
but you know something? I just think
That's your brother. Hold on. Wait. I know where you're going. But you're not saying that's your brother. You know, you got to look out for him. Like, yeah, y'all made beef inside the house. But outside the house, you know what I'm saying? Yo, it's your family. Because, you know, you guys wake up, go to school, you eat, you know what I'm saying, together. You know what I mean?
More of a reason not to, like, to not judge that person because, okay, you don't know who he is, but you guys are raised in a foster care home together, you know, until you guys are separated because some loving family decides to come get you guys, you know, that's all you know. That's your family. So, yeah, you might, if somebody teases him, you might be the one to defend, even though you don't know. But my whole thing is, like, do you know how far, like, this goes in today's society? Because there's even, like, separate...
Right, because it's the whole thing of them not keeping it real.
A gay and a school, a high school, and lesbians, and I don't understand why does it have to go that far. Like, I really don't, to where you have to the government has to take out extra money just to fund. You're learning the same exact thing. The only thing that's different is that you're around gays and other lesbians that you can promiscuously interact with whenever you feel like it. Because society, when it comes down to somebody coming out the closet and saying that they're gay, is so, it's 50-50, or I would say, like,
60-80. Yeah, like I said, because, like, and I knew other kids, you know, like, that I went to school, because after I was in the group home with Ronnie, we got separated, I went upstate to Niagara, New York. And there was, like I said, there was kids up there really struggling with their identity, trying to find out who they were, you know what I mean? Like, one day you find out this dude was
you know who you
are,
you know what you like, and if that's what you like, that's what you like. You know what I'm saying? I don't see how me being gay and you being straight and we both work in the same office, how it has to do with both of our work ethics.
Right, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with it, but
I don't see how.
But see, being gay, like, you know what I'm saying? For them, that's being gay, that's taboo. You know what I'm saying? That's like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Oh, that's how Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and, you know what I'm saying, it's all of that shit. So, you know what I'm saying, people don't want to be judged, they don't want to be looked at differently, you feel what I'm saying? So they keep that in. And like I said, and I know people who had trouble coming out, you know what I mean? And this is why I know and I understand.
I do, and it's crazy because, I'm so glad that he did come out because I don't see how he was gonna hide that any much longer.
Yeah, and me as their friend, I felt bad because yo, that I know this is something I'm battling with. And firsthand, I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? Because me, I'm what they consider in the normal. Like yo, I'm heterosexual. You know what I'm saying? I like the opposite sex. You know what I mean? You know, I don't have to hide what I like. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know what I'm saying? They did, and the fact for them to find the courage to let people know, like, yo, I'm not with the normal.
I just feel like...
this way, but I like to go that way. You know what I'm saying? It's real hard for them. You know what I mean? It's like the hardest thing. Like, it's the hardest secret they
have to
battle with.
I just feel like, I guess, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. They're entitled to, you know, like you say again, because with this whole gay thing, it comes behind religion, you know, it's forbidden in some religions to even
right.
think that way. So, you know, with that being said, like, we just have to, everybody just has to respect everybody's opinion and, you know, when it comes down to that. But me personally, I just feel like, you know, it shouldn't really matter. You know, that's just how I've always looked at it. Like, okay, yeah, if you want to interact with the same sex because that's what you feel more comfortable, then do so.
That's what you like, and that's why, like I said, they should have the right to marry.
You have to be separate, and you have to do different. You have to, you know, like, I mean, for instance, like, you know, we all know about The Village. You know, I love The Village. I go there a lot. You know, I'm a big supporter of the gay and the gay and lesbian pride. I've attended many years. Why? Because I'm not that I'm gay, but I'm a supporter, and I have, you know, friends that are, and family members that, you know, that's their time, that's their day, and they get to celebrate and bring it out freely, and I do support it, but, you know, I'm never biased, because, like I always say, to every female I talk about, the nigga's just out there just like that.
Yeah, and, you know, my whole shit is, yo, if that's what you like, that's, go ahead. Like I said, just don't try to force my show me, and like I won't try to force you to fuck a chick. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You're gonna do what you do. You like what you like. I'm not gonna judge you. I'm not gonna judge you on it. You know what I mean? You're cool with me, but I'm not. Also, I'm not gonna be at the fucking gay bar. I may go to the parade because I know straight chicks like to go to the parade too, and they go in fucking packs. You know what I'm saying? I'll do that, but I won't be at the gay bar at my gay friend, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm not going to, or what's the gay function? But like I said, I definitely believe, like, yo, they got to be right. Yo, if they want to get married, fuck it. If they want to be miserable just like the heterosexual couples, why not? Fuck it. Go for it. You want to be miserable? Do it. You know what I'm saying? I figure if you find someone you want to share the rest of your life with, someone that you feel you can grow old with, I'm saying, despite all the other bullshit that comes with life or their personal shit, you find somebody that you care about and cares about you just the same, fuck it. Be happy. As long as it's not an animal, but if it's another human being, fuck it. Go ahead. Do what you do. That's for God to judge. If you don't like it, then fuck it. Now I'm saying, you got to deal with God. I'm not going to judge you.
I'm not going to judge you either.
My shit is, every saint was a sinner, and every sinner can become a saint.
I definitely agree. All right. Well, come on. I'm curious. Who are we going to play?
We're going to play Sabrina Michelle.
Wait, but you got to, I need help with Twitter names. You know, I don't have anything. So
yeah, all right. We're gonna do that. I'm gonna give you the Twitter name right now.
Okay.
It is @whoisSabrina_M.
Okay, hold on. I think I can find her really quickly. Yeah, I can. And what's the name of the song?
Well, the name of the song is called Party.
It's called
now,
what?
Party. Now, for those who've been listening to All Bars Radio, those who've been rocking with us, you guys know. It's very, very seldom, very rare. We have a female artist on. We got Roxy Blue, who does the opening. Shout out to her. You know, we played Miss Taj. We played some of Persia shit, you know. But it's real rare that we have a female artist. But even before we do that, we got to go to the... Let's go to the call-outs because this person's been waiting. Your last four digits are 0994. What's going on? You're on All Bars Radio. Who's this?
This is Trotsky Long.
All right, where you calling from, homie?
I'm calling from Alabama.
All right, Alabama in the building.
Hey.
Hey, is Charles Barkley really about to be our governor?
No, man. He's just talking like that. He probably ain't going to do it about another 20 years, but I don't think Alabama ready for that right now.
Wow. That's funny. That's crazy.
That's what's going on. Let me ask you, man, what's your whole thoughts on the whole Jason Collins coming out situation, man?
Man, you know what? It's like this, man. That's just that man's preference is sexuality. Honestly, it's just... Sexuality and sports is two different things. So if I was a teammate, hey, long as he come out here and produce and help me win, what can you say, man?
Exactly. Just going back to what Nikki said, that has nothing to do with their work ethic.
Exactly.
And he's pulling in 15 rebounds a game. What about to say something?
Exactly. As long as he can produce and help the team win. Who am I to argue? You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it's all about that championship, man.
Now I'm saying, but now when he comes out and he sucks, I'm gonna be like, yo, come on, son, you acting like a little faggot. Come on, son, you better got that rebound, little punk ass bitch.
That's what I'm saying. That's gonna happen. Niggas gonna be like, shut the fuck up, you little bitch. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, you know,
oh,
but
it's gonna be some hecklers. I feel for him as far as the fans. The fans are gonna get on him more than the actual players, because, you know, it's going to be some rowdy fans, and you know how sports fans are. They do whatever they can to get in your head. So that's what the test going to be with the fans.
Word up.
Let me ask you a question. Who is your favorite team?
You know what? I really don't have a favorite team, but I'm the type of guy, I like players, that right now my team is the Knicks, because I'm a Carmelo
yes.
man. I'm pulling for Carmelo.
Yes.
Oh.
Yo, and
really?
Also, we gonna get into it. Carmelo's about to fuck niggas in Boston up on some real shit.
I'll tell you what.
Get into that later.
Then you fuck with the Knicks. That's what's up. I'm from New York. That's what's up. And I don't even really fuck with the Knicks too much, but that's what's up.
But you know what? I wanna do something. Nikki Boss, how you feeling tonight? You in a good mood tonight?
Slightly.
I'll take that. Now, I'm gonna give our caller here the opportunity. You know, because he called in to speak to Nikki Boss. He ain't calling to talk to me. I'm going to give him an opportunity to ask Miss Nikki Boss whatever question pops up in his head.
Whatever question I want.
Whatever question he wants.
Oh, man.
Nikki Boss. Now, of course, it's at her discretion if she wants to answer it. But he can pretty much ask whatever he wants. Nikki Boss, you down for that?
Yeah,
I'm down.
You put me on the spot. I don't know what I'm going to ask.
I'm down. Janet, you can ask me a question. Go ahead, I'm ready. I'm kind of curious to hear what you're going to ask me.
Any question I want to ask Ms. Nick, what would it be? I tell you what.
I'm going to give you a second to think about it. We're going to go into this track real quick. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Stay on the line.
We're going to go into this track real quick, and I'm saying this is Sabrina Michelle at @WhoIsSabrina_M on Twitter. Follow her if you're not. Shout out to her. This is called Party. I'm not sure what it is. It's all Boss Radio, and we'll be right back.
How fast can you respond?
He be working it. He's a soldier with it. The blue suit is on me. He be killing it. He be working it. He's a soldier with it. The blue suit is on me. Cause he just murdered it.
Something to prove. It is my birthday, so blow out my candle. Pop Willie on it and show off your handle. Touch my body. Put me in a bond.
Soldier with it, the blue suit is on me. He killing it.
It's all Bars Radio 347-857-4302. That is Sabrina Michelle with Hardy 911. Yo, Nikki Walsh, what did you think about that?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was cool. I liked the beat. I was, you know, me. I'm in a zone right now, so I was sitting here and I was, you know, moving, gyrating. It's an upbeat song. I like the production on it. She got me lyrically content. So I thought it was cool. I thought it was okay. I would like to hear more from her. Maybe, you know, maybe a different, you know, style. Maybe something slow or, you know, something different. But if I had to, oh, well, I'll wait to give it a grade. I'll hear what you have to say first. So what did you think about it?
Yo, I was definitely digging it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It gave me that motherfucking, you know, it gave me that little bit of Rihanna birthday cake vibe. You know what I'm saying? I do like that track. So, you know, I was definitely, I was with it. I like the beat. And me personally, I'm thinking in my head, I hope she looks good.
Would you pop in, like, would you like, oh, shit, I wish I had a girl in front of me right now.
Yo, deadass, I wanted to see a nice little thing dancing and moving all slow and shit in front of me. But we got our guest on the line from Alabama, and he's about to ask Miss Nikki Barbs whatever question he likes. And she's going to answer, of course, truthfully, but, you know, she's going to answer the joint. Caller, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. I done figured it out.
All right, before you get into it, let me ask you, what did you think about that song?
Yeah, what did you think about the song?
I mean, it was a decent song. I'm not trying to be funny or anything, but it's just nothing that, you know, it didn't just catch my ear as far as just, you know, oh, I got to go get that or I got to go download it. It just sounded like, I hate to say it, like another song. It just didn't stand out, so to speak.
Okay. So, whenever you're ready.
All right, Nikki, I got to ask you this. In the bedroom, which guy do you prefer when it comes to slanging pipe? City boys or country boys? And why?
Oh.
Okay. Okay, everybody knows me. They know I love Southern dudes, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's mainly because y'all accents get me and the hospitality. You know, it's so much different. The swag is so much different from city boys. I'm going to say city boys, and that's only because I'm banging a city boy, and he lays the pipe down really good. So I'm going to have to go with city boys.
Oh, man, you must have the wrong country boy then, but I can respect that.
That's funny.
Let her know what type of country nigga she need to be having.
Man, she need a country boy that's going to sling that pipe, give her some of that Alabama black snake, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about, but she need a nigga from Alabama.
I'm talking to Nikki, some of that Alabama black snake, some of that Anaconda.
Wow, that is too funny. That's funny. That is funny. That is too funny. Southern guys, and that's another thing. That's another reason why I like them too, because they're comical black, and you already know that I'm always showing. They always show me so much love. So, shout out to you in Alabama, holding it down for the country boys.
That's it. I appreciate you taking my call, and once again, salute. Love your show. I keep up with you on Twitter. And hey, keep doing your thing, baby.
Thank you. Shout out to you.
You want to give a shout out before you get off, man?
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to just my team, Face the Music Entertainment. I want everybody to be looking out for our mixtape, We Working, Volume 1, dropping this summer. Follow me on Twitter, @Trosky_Long. That's @TROSKY_LONG. Once again, I appreciate y'all taking my call and salute.
All right, no doubt. Don't forget, hit us up on Twitter. You know, at How's the head Game at Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep up with us. We definitely doing the damn thing, all right?
Oh, no doubt, bro. Once again, salute.
All right, you have a good night, man.
Thanks.
Be good.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
That's the sub. That is the sub. Shout out to Alabama.
Shout out to Alabama, man.
Love the country.
But you know what? I'm not gonna front. Every time the South calls in, you know what I mean? They showed up. I'm not gonna front. They, you know, they show from Alabama to Arkansas.
They're trying to sling that dick. They can't even show love. Like they don't like to show love. Like they're just doing whatever it is that they be doing. Pretty shit. Pretty boy shit. Pretty boy shit. But yes.
Now I got a question for you through Facebook.
Okay.
Now this question comes from Roxy Blue. Shout out to Roxy Blue.
Do not ask me this question. No. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm not answering any questions from at Roxy Blue on air. I'll Facebook it for her.
All right. I'll leave it alone. I'm not even going to push the envelope, so to say. I'm gonna let you rock. You know, it's your birthday week.
Yes, it definitely is. And I actually ran into somebody on my Twitter who shares the same birthday with me, and I just want to give her a little shout out. Her name is sorry, you guys know my tweets are really, really long. Her name is shout out to at underscore it's me Deanna. Y'all should go follow her. We share the same birthday. I'll definitely be shouting her out on our birthday. So can definitely wish her a happy birthday. And if anybody else's birthday that is on the same day as mine, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo birthday, hit us up.
Yeah, I can't take it. Every year for me on my birthday with Twitter, I can't take it. I don't like to be on Twitter. Because nothing but happy birthday tweets. I can't take it. My whole entire time. Nobody wants to talk to me. Nobody wants to, it's happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. It's just like, thank you. It's how many times are you going to say, how many times can I say thank you on Twitter? All the people I'm following.
Next question on Twitter from at OTM Hoffa.
Okay.
Shout out to Hoffa.
Shout out to Hoffa.
Ask her what would happen if she's in the bed with her dude getting it on and he fought during the session.
I would laugh, probably say something, but I would dare him not. I would dare him to fucking stop. Like, that wouldn't stop me from having sex with him.
So, he going, let's say he hit it from the back. He let one go. Brah! Loud one. And it smelled like old Chinese food and fucking platanos.
Ew. You platanos? Really?
Only because I know he's Spanish.
I would laugh. You know me. I would say something smart. Like, I would say something, but I would hope that would not stop him from doing what he was doing or to fuck up the mold or, you know, because that could be in the middle of me trying to climax, and I would hope that that didn't fuck up the thing, like, the moment. Of course, I would, after the fact, like, yeah, let me joke, but I would chuckle, I would laugh, but I would want him to keep going. Ha, ha. Funny. What would you? I have a question for the both of you guys, and it's reverse. What would you do if you was in the bed with your female and she let one go? She was on top. She was riding you, and she let one go. She was like,
I don't know, because it's different because see, as a guy, we're catching that blast of gas. You know what I'm saying? If we're hitting it from the back, like, and she fought, we're going to fill it on our nuts. If we on top and we hitting the missionary, we're going to fill it on our nuts. If she's riding, we're going to fill it on our nuts. Like, so I don't know, like, that blast of warm air, like, that it hasn't hit. Like, I haven't been hit with that. Like, that hasn't been done to me.
Well, what would you do? That happens.
I don't know. honestly, I don't, like, see, the type of nigga that I am, like, I'm like you, you know, I'm silly, I, you know, I crack jokes all the time, you know what I mean? Wow.
Because I know that you're listening. What you can do is, I want you to answer the question too, but you could tweet it to me and or DM it to me, whatever floats your boat. But I want to know. I want to know what would you do in that situation if reversed.
Like I said, I'll probably, you know, I'll laugh, I'll make a joke about it, and that'll be like one of our inside jokes that we'll have with each other, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, you bought it. You know, it'd be a little inside joke between us, you know, because that's just, you know, that's the person that I am. And I'm not going to lie, I'm friends with a couple porn stars, one in particular, Miss Aliyah Sashu. If, you know, most of you guys, I know you're familiar with her, Aliyah Sashu. So if not, Google her. She has well over 200 videos. You know, she's been out there, you know, but, there was one video she was watching that she, you know, she's like, yo, I want you to watch this and give me your honest opinion. Now, I'm watching the joint and, you know, she's no stranger to the anal. And she was getting it and she farted. And, you know, you hear it in the video. Like, and it was like, burr, burr, like, you hear it. Like, you know, my selection, but, like, I took the bar, I drug it back so I could play it again. I was like, oh, shit, she really fucking farted. You know, and I called, like, yo, did you really just fart? And she's like, yo, it, you know, I had to make that money.
Wow.
You know, and I was just like, wow. And, you know, like, all I did was laugh. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just laughed on it. But, it was crazy. Yeah, shout out to Cindy Hopper, man. I asked that fucking crazy-ass question.
That was funny. That was funny. But who, before I ask one of my questions, who do we, and it's damn, it's a shame, like, and I see everybody's still sending me music up until now. That's crazy. That's crazy. Shout out to @ Moolah Pop Bitch.
Moolah Pop Bitch in the building.
Who?
I said Moolah Pop Bitch in the building.
Shout out to, I think I said this him already. At @OneTop_Notch. Also,
shout out to the homie, Brand New Clyde.
Brand New Music, yeah. Shout out to the homie, Brand New Clyde. But also shout out to @ Brand New Music, who just tweeted me and saying shout out to my favorite radio host, of course, me. So
yeah,
shout out to
@
Brand New Music and @ Brand New Clyde. Shout out to both of them. Just also @ Van Ashton. I'm pretty sure if you guys are on Twitter, and if you see the hashtag TLMZ, I believe that the whole meaning for it is like Team Lady Mamas or something like that. But they have a cause, and I know Dominic has hit me up, and he really goes hard, and he does so much different things. So if you do see the hashtag TLMZ, definitely retweet it because they really do a lot. Actually, I've gotten an email from them, and I could exactly tell you what they do. He's working in the fields of advertising and marketing with the hashtag TLMZ. They fund a lot of, like, you know, charities. They deal with a lot of trying to just stay active with the community type of thing. So, you know, if you see it, if you see the hashtag, you know, floating on your timeline, just simply do a retweet.
And speaking of causes, your boy Brooklyn Black is representing Pregame Radio this year in the Lupus Walk going down on the 18th.
Oh, yeah.
So
make
if
sure
you guys,
you
know, if you guys want to donate, you know what I'm saying, we are taking donations. Just hit me up on Twitter, hit me up on Facebook, hit me up on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, and I'll give you the information. Our goal is $750. You know, we almost there. Every little bit counts. You know what I'm saying? And plus, you know, support your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking. I'm walking for a cause. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking.
And you better walk, too.
Lupus affects a lot of women. You know what I'm saying?
And I know somebody with lupus. I do.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm walking for them. Actually, one of our pregame staff,
James Tech guy,
his, you know, his mother has suffered from lupus, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely, I'm walking for that. And, you know, like I said, I'm just getting it done. So, that, like I said, hit me up. I'm walking with the team, Daughters of Ruth, number 7. I'm walking with them. Like I said, it's a good cause, getting that done. Showing love. So, like I said, support me, hit me up for the donation information. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, every little bit counts. And, you know, I'm definitely going to try to hit it from start to finish. It's a walk. It's not like I got to run and shit, so I don't see why I can't do it. So, like I said, check me out.
Definitely. And like I said again, you know, I wish you the best of luck that day. You know, definitely everybody over here is rooting for you, and, you know, it's for a really great cause, and it's really good to know that you are participating in that, and I hope that you do encourage others to go out and, yeah, and to go walk, and walk for a cause. Like, damn it, you fucking walk to go get food, you walk to go do everything else, you might as well walk for a cause.
Oh, shit, ladies and gentlemen, we got the homie OTM Hopper live and direct in the building.
Hey, yeah, my nigga, yeah, I'm having a conversation.
Hopper, what's good?
Yeah.
What's going down, man?
What's good, brother? Brother?
Now, I have read your question online that you sent via Twitter, talking to Nikki Boss, asking her, because, you know, tonight she's answering whatever questions anybody asks. And, you know, when you ask what would happen if she was fucking her man and he farted during the session.
What happened if
she's fucking her man farted during the session?
I did not know that's what I was calling in about. Well, if that's happening...
No, she answered it.
Oh, wow.
She asked the question. You want to tell them the answer again?
I said that I would just laugh and chuckle, and I would hope that that would not stop him from doing what he's doing. But I want to know, like, what if that happened to you, like, on the reverse? If you was having sex with a female and she let one go, what would you do?
Well, if it's not, how do I say, type of fart, a vaginal fart, then I don't know, bro. The reason gonna stop real quick. I'ma laugh. I'm not gonna. I'm so human. Vern, I know you laughing. Brooklyn Black is laughing. Nikki Barnes is laughing right now. You know, cause I keep it all the way 5 funky. Hold up, let me ask. Hold up. You know I got the other hopper guy next to me. Preem is next to me. Brooklyn Black.
Tony Colorado in the building.
Tony Colorado is definitely in the building. How's it going there, fam?
All right, so you would laugh, and what?
I'm a laugh, yo. I'm not gonna lie. I'm feel a little disrespected.
You're so disrespected.
Hold on. We gonna learn today. I hope all my listeners learn today. Learn.
You
suck. Yo. It's okay if you're cool with it, but if it's stinking up the room,
yo,
I'm sorry, guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to feel a certain way. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm going to tell you. Hey, lady, I'm feeling a certain way. I'm sorry.
Black, so do you hear that? So depending on how it smells, that, like, he would really, he feels disrespected, like, but
oh,
I
no,
like,
no,
that
no, no, that,
you gonna sit here and fart and it smell like fucking last week's garbage that was still left in front of the fucking highway. Like, really gonna do that? Like, so with okay, so let me ask you a question. So with that, like, kind of like kill your drive, like, would you stop? Would that, like, fuck you up mentally? Like, fuck up your whole shit?
No, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm here with a bunch of people actually, and that was the perspective view. Like, it's definitely gonna stop somebody. That's the definite. It's gonna stop somebody. It's how do you say it? Eternal.
I get what you're saying. You know, like me, I feel like if it happens, like I just don't want to be in the middle of climaxing when that happens because I wouldn't want that person to stop. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want my man to stop. I wouldn't want him to stop, like, because we're going to get it. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about it. Like, it's going to be a joke after. Like, yeah, I would laugh, but I would just want to keep it going because once it's over, you already know that is going to be talked about. That's going to be brought up, like, yo. So,
you know what's crazy? You might be right because it hasn't happened to me yet. Now I'm kind of scared that you said it, so I'm kind of scared it's going to happen to me.
Yo. But this is my thing, though. If it does happen, like, don't, like, I would only hope that you wouldn't make her feel uncomfortable only because gas is a natural thing.
Gas is a natural thing. I should tweet that shit right now.
I'm just saying, it really is, though, so you shouldn't, like, you know, so you shouldn't, like, push the bitch off. You're like, get off me, like, what the fuck?
I'm not gonna alienate her, just remember that. Yeah, hold up, we're having a good conversation. Where is Brooklyn Black right now? He's mad silent right now.
Mad silent.
I'm in the building, I'm just listening, you know what I mean? I'm getting the next track up in order, you know what I mean? I'm doing the thing, I'm listening, you know what I mean? I'm rocking.
Brooklyn Black, how you feel about the topic? What would you do?
Yo, like I said, a nigga like me, I'll be, you know, I'll laugh at it and I'll be a little inside joke in between it. Like, remember when you fought it?
But would that stop you, Black? Would that stop you?
It wouldn't. Nah. It probably wouldn't. I'm probably.
Depends on the position. I'm not going to lie. Like, if I'm hitting it from the back, like, now saying, that's going to blow up.
Nah.
Like,
no,
man. No. Like, you know, blast me right in that you know, that B area. He's going to blast me right there. I feel like I'm fucking a cigarette lighter and shit.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? If she's riding me, that shit's going to blast me on my nuts.
That's what I'm saying, but just if that can happen to a guy like that from a girl, like, imagine, like, it, her being on top of you, riding you, like, literally,
but,
in the
blast is gonna be on the back, or okay.
What about this? Or what about if you're going down on her and she did that, like, right in front of
your face?
I'm
punching her right in her shit. I'm gonna bust her right in her shit, like that, like third knuckle to the fucking clit, like wow.
Yo, Brooklyn Black, straight Falcon Punch?
You go, I'm going to have a driver style.
Straight up. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we also have pregame radio staff member Ev in the building. Ev, what's good, sir?
Hey, y'all, what's good? You know, you can't slide up in here and just be a part of the army, aren't you? You ain't got to put me on blast, right?
Abby Ebb.
Peace to everybody. What's good?
What's good?
Ebb, we love you.
Let me ask you a question.
Love you all madly. I just got back in the crib, so I said let me come on and catch at least the last couple of minutes and see what y'all talking about. Did I hear some niggas say he was going to punch somebody in their shit?
Yeah,
Okay, because this is how it goes. The question was asked to me from Hafa, like, what would you do if you was in bed with your man and he let one go? He farted right in the middle of y'all having sex. So I said, you know, I would laugh. I would chuckle. I would laugh it off. But I would only hope that that wouldn't stop us from having sex, especially, like, if we're in the middle of reaching levels. Like, I wouldn't, you know, I would only hope that, like, after we finish, like, you know, you already know it's going to be jokes. So I asked the reverse question. Like, but what would you do? Like, what would you do? Like,
I think it depends on your level of comfort with the person that you're with. If it's somebody that, you know, you with, y'all together, then you could chuckle, laugh it all, you nasty motherfucker, and go ahead on about your business. But if it's somebody, I think, if it's like the first time and shit, that's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Somebody should have went to the bathroom before they even, you know, came over or whatever. But, I mean, if it's somebody that you're comfortable with, that's your dude, that's your person, or your chick, whoever you rocking with at the moment, then it's a small thing. You know, you just... you get past it and you finish what you're doing.
This is what I'm saying. So I asked the reverse question, like, you know, to Brooklyn Black and Hoffa, like, what would you do, you know, if it was reverse? If, you know, your woman was riding you and she happened to just let it go, like, what would you do? And then, like, you know, well, Hoffa said at first he would feel disrespected if it's depending on how bad it stunk. Like, depending on how bad it stunk, he would kind of feel disrespected.
Yo, it didn't happen to me yet, so I don't know. Like, I don't know how to take it. Like, I really don't know how to take it. It hasn't happened to me yet. I hope it doesn't happen to me because I don't know how I'm going to take it.
Well, I mean, if it's somebody that you with, don't, you know, you got to chuckle that shit off. I mean, really.
If it's not a shark,
and a little bit of shit come out, then we got a problem.
No. If that happens, I will have a pregame show for that, if that happens.
That is so disgusting. I wouldn't know because, exactly, like, I wouldn't. That,
no, wait,
I would
wait,
just,
no,
I would
hold
feel
on.
A little
you
bit.
You want,
really.
Now, Ev has said she had came in when she heard me say, I'm going to punch a chick in her shit. Now,
tell him, Brooklyn Black.
That's because she asked, what happens if I was, you know what I'm saying, doing the oral deed and she farted in my shit?
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's kind of disrespectful.
I'm pushing her straight in her shit.
Well, I mean, okay.
What if her eyes, she couldn't hold the ooh, and then when she said,
No.
I mean, okay, you would have every right to get up after that, but, you know, the punch, come on, that's just being a little brutal now. That's going above and beyond. That's just crazy, and you need your ass beat for that shit right there. I would expect you to get up, you know, that, you know, because that's your face. That's, like, right there, pal. But believe it or not, I know some niggas that would not affect them whatsoever.
I know some dudes where Adam could just piss and
it wouldn't make a difference to them. You understand?
Y'all are so stupid. Why would it be a light skinned nigga thing? Because that's something a dark skinned nigga you don't think would do or say.
I don't know why
it's just the ongoing joke with being black because it seems like it's when it's some bullshit that go down, it's always involving a light skinned nigga. And this is just from our personal experience. You know what I'm saying? So it's just an ongoing joke. You know, we don't mean no harm. We don't mean no harm. you melanin deprived people. We don't mean anything by that, okay? We love you all. All right.
Y'all can't get a tan ass niggas.
You stupid.
But
okay,
and it's a good thing we got Hoffa, we got Ev, we got Nicki Minaj in the building. We got a track. This is from the kid Savvy. This is called Make It Clap. It's some strip club twerk joint. So I'm guessing homies from down south.
Okay, so I heard the Twitter name, but it doesn't sound familiar to me. So I'm guessing whenever you can, you just speak the name so I can pick it up from
there. We'll get into it. Let us know what y'all think. 347-857-4302. Shout out to Tennessee on the check-in. Shout out to homie Pitch by Geek over at Lost Lives Tattoos in Hallandale, New Jersey. doing the dance thing, getting people up.
I want to hear, like, I want to see if the accent is similar, like, from Arkansas, from Tennessee. Like, I really do, because what was the guy from Alabama? Just
yeah.
Yeah.
See, and Nicki Barnes, she got a fondness for dark skinned niggas, so that's why she cool. But
I do. I do.
You know. All right,
so let's.
We'll be right back.
Thanks. Yeah. Savvy. Hey, make it clap. Let's go.
She bad, so I told her drop it low. Took it to the watch and pop it real slow. Then it over to the front and touch your toes. Love her when she get it when she hits the floor. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back and make it clap.
Let go.
Excuse this intermission. This chick bad. I think she came from detention. Now I'm on the mission. Get you hooked like fishes and see if you down. Cause like soccer, I'm trying to kick it. Hold up, ma. I gotta see you pop it. Must be a girl like you. She's speeding and she ain't stopping. Make everybody get hyped now. Got everybody jumping in the crowd. Surf's up, cowabunga lifestyle. Booty's bouncing and drinks filling. Make me feel like I'm a wife out. She on point with the beat harpoon. Make it pop like a fork and balloon. I throw stacks and she wants some more. Make it go up and down and come back. Yo, yo. Say she's for the moto. Hands up like you call for the popo. Drop it low and make it jump like a pogo. She bad, so I told her drop it low. Took it to the wall, she pop it real slow. Bend it over to the front and touch your toes. Love the way she get it when she hits the floor. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back. Need for the stretch. The way she shake it up, call it etch a sketch. All about my foul play. Sorry, reffin', I'ma keep playing till your boy's out of breath. A round of applause, but her hands ain't clapping. What's happening? Get it cracking. If this is a circus, I'm the main attraction. I'll give her the business. Button up. Give me some band-aids, cause she cutting up. Let's get live, old DJ, turn it up. I make sure to DTP and bring a rut. I ain't fucking pissed, you wanna say I'm a gamer. She off the ground, getting it, we call that a gainer. Spit game like Twister, left hand ripper. Now her right hand on my zipper, got this style ripper. Get more head than Clippers, on her own, no need for picking. Watch her make it go back and forth, badminton. She bad, so I told her drop it low. Took it to the wall, she pop it real slow. Bend it over to the front and touch your toes. Love the way she get it when she hits the floor. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back, drop it low and make it clap. Bring it back and make it clap.
Yeah. Savvy. I'ma need all the ladies to give me a standing ovation, please. Let's go. I'm out.
Back in the building, All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. That was Kid Shaggy, make it clap. We got Hop in the building. We got Ebb, of course, rocking for pregame radio. Nicki Barnes, what did you think of that track?
I didn't like it. And I just didn't like that twerk song. It just didn't do anything for me.
All right, what you thought?
That shit was fucking corny. The rhyme was juvenile. The production.
Niggas said, all you
that
mentioned
was
in an ovation. For what, nigga? I'm not
that
even going to ask
that
for you. For what?
That's
like,
the type you hear. That's the type of shit you hear in them fucking illegal basement clubs where you get bitches with bullet holes and stab wounds dancing up there on fucking on the bar or wood tables and shit. Nah, that shit is whack, yo.
That shit is whack. That shit is so fucking whack, and you are absolutely right. Like, some illegal shit.
And it sounds like he incorporated, that song sounds like four or five other different songs of that genre, including even the fucking rhyme. It's like a shit I heard before. And it's not even the best, it's not even the cream of the crop of shit that he's saying. It's just, it, yo, that shit is terrible.
That shit was terrible. I'm sorry. Yeah, I agree with Adam. What you think, Hafa?
Yeah, I don't want my opinion.
No, I do want your opinion. I do.
Yo, Brooklyn Black is funny, man.
Funny. Because I hate that shit. Nigga, clap, clap, clap. No, nigga, shut the fuck up and rewrite that.
Yeah, that shit was just terrible.
Damn, I honestly didn't think it was that terrible, but y'all was looking for lyrics, y'all was looking for substance. That wasn't
right.
It.
It don't even so much have to be. All right, you know what? I mean, how much substance can you get from a song that's about bitches making their ass clap or whatever? But this
hey,
is the
we're
thing.
All about that. Hey, hey, hey.
This is the thing. This is the thing. I'll tell you one song, and I swear to you, I do not like none of this new skinny jean bullshit. I don't like none of these club rap ass shit. I don't like none of it. But I will tell you this. One song that had me, as much as I can't stand that shit, that had me actually twerk my fucking right cheek a couple of times was Bad to Make Her Dance, okay? And I don't even like that shit. But when it made me want to twerk my shit. This shit that you just played, this shit was garbage.
She said, yeah.
All right, and that's the difference. That shit, it wasn't catchy. It wasn't even something about it. You could be like, okay, I can rock out with this part right here. That shit was just whack, yo. It's corny.
I didn't really dig it. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like the beat was like it was all over the place, and he was saying stupid shit. Like the only thing that I really liked because it was kind of like some slick shit. He like, oh, she bad, just got out of detention or some shit like that. Like that's the only thing like I really like. But other than that, the shit was like it was You know what I mean?
Wait, you like that line? She's bad, so like something like that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It caught my attention. Like, I was like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even hear that line.
You know what I'm saying? He'll probably say some deeper shit later on, or he'll say some more clever shit. You know, but after that, everything was just bad. The whole track was bad.
That's a good point, Black. That was a good word, clever. It wasn't even nothing clever about it. It wasn't even like, that's he heard what he just said. It wasn't nothing like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo, Black, tell him to call us. I know he's probably listening. I don't want him to be discouraged. Tell him call us, send another track. We'll listen to another one, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but for that one, fuck that. Nah, sir.
Yo, Tony Colorado over here, he got his opinion too, you know. He's saying he
put him on the air, let him say it.
Oh, you want him on the air? Oh, hold up. Yo, Brian, let me tell you something. As soon as I heard the beat drop, my nigga, I stopped listening.
Thank you.
As soon as I heard the beat drop, I stopped listening, my nigga. Cut all that down south bullshit out, my nigga. It's time to get on our New York hip hop shit, man. For real, like all our old school hip hop shit.
Thank you.
Nah, for real though, like I said, when I started listening to it when I first heard the beat drop, I stopped listening.
That shit was straight trash. Like, I hated that shit. Like, I really did. Like, I did not pay attention. That's why I couldn't quote anything that he said.
Where are you people on Friday and Saturday nights when we be doing pregame? And I'll be the only one that be like, yo, this shit is trash. And nobody don't be feeling me except for Baltimore Sun. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Be My Son. Definitely. All right, well, Black, I know we have somebody else, so I would definitely like to. Let's get this one out
This is another, I guess, strip club twerk shit. This is a brand new cloud featuring CJ called She Working.
Work.
That was stupid.
Work.
Yeah. You know, that's what it's called. She worked it.
Of a trash track.
It was right back. 347-857-4302.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the strip club Casanova, right?
So I'm always looking for something to get into you, dad. Yeah. Been running around looking for a spot. Got a homegirl working at spot. I'ma walk in the club, I'ma throw me a dub, I'ma spin me a couple of dots. In the night, just really getting started. Got a homegirl working at Andre. In the whole club, know she a fool on the pole. She's stripping her way through college.
Okay, turn up.
She broke.
Go bands in the air.
She broke. Got a money pile on me.
She broke with a bite so cold, that's cool.
She broke.
Girl, I want done.
She broke. I support your hug.
She broke.
Keep making that money.
She broke.
Matter of fact, keep taking that money.
She broke.
Okay, turn up.
She broke.
How to spend this money on purpose.
Yeah.
Do a check at the pole, can I see you get low? These broke niggas look a little nervous.
Baby girl, don't give them no service.
Nah.
Bring your ass over here, keep twerking.
And I can tell why all the money that they're throwing in the air. You don't even really care, you work.
Nah.
Brand new woman, motherfucker baller.
Yeah.
I'ma throw enough to get you through college.
Yeah.
With an ass so fat, keep dancing like that. You can get a new whip and no mileage. Wait a minute, man, I might be wild.
Okay.
Look at all of this money I'm piling.
Uh-huh.
I'm the type of nigga that'll give a four bands for a pole dance. Get a little more, keep smiling.
Casanova,
and I love when that ass in Dover. Love the way that you moving your body, but I really wanna try to get brain in a rover. Fuck that, I ain't never been sober.
Uh-uh.
I'm hot, so you need to get lower. Get a brand new bottle over here and a few more shots, and I need to keep pouring. Make moves like a motherfucking boss. I don't give a damn what that cost.
Uh-uh.
Got 20 more racks in a black double bag, stand back, cause it's about to get tossed. Goddamn, man, look at her body. I can tell that she wanna get naughty. I'ma fuck around a little phone key, she can meet me at a brand new private party. Got a homegirl working at spot. I'ma walk in the club, I'ma throw me a dub, I'ma spend me a couple of dollars. In the night, just really get started. Got a homegirl working at Andre. In the whole club, know she a fool on the pole. She's stripping her way through college.
Okay, turn up.
She broke.
Throw bands in the air.
She broke.
Got a money pile on
she broke.
With a body so cold, that's cool.
She broke.
Girl, I won't done.
She broke.
I support your hug.
She broke.
Keep making that money.
She broke.
Matter of fact, keep taking that money.
She broke. Okay, turn up.
Titties and other obscenities, spending the money I use for amenities, being persuaded by these gorgeous entities. Every man in Atlanta can set in my infinite. Make it rain on Diana and sprinkle on Emily. You broke in the club, you off strippers enemies. You won't have no fun cause they won't touch your mini. You only came with a dub, don't waste the energy. Hold me the Hennessy, my holy trinity. You want our three now, because of my imagery. I like red bitches, call them Stu. In the club, I'm in the air like a blue kid. Lame cat, find a pussy, with a blue suit. Now you can see why these hoes never choose you.
Girl, girl,
she blocked, throw bands in the air.
She blocked,
got a money pile on
she blocked.
Radio 347-857-4302. Nikki Farbs, Tad, OTM Hoffa, and correction, I wasn't Brand New Clyde. He's an avid listener, but the artist was actually Brand New Music featuring CJ with that song. And the only thing that was good about that song was that it was under 4 minutes.
That one right there was if you can even say better the last one, but that one too. I'm trying to think. That music reminded me of some song that came out. Was it some T-Pain shit or something like that? That shit too. It, you know. yo, I'm telling you. Really, that music is that down south twerk.
People need to just put more
thought out shit. It's just not, yo, they just putting out anything with these whack ass ROMs. It sounds like they got these fucking ABC ROMs, these $10-$4 ROMs, and they working with fucking old school Casios. Remember back in the day, you could pick a beat on the Casio and just fucking ROM over that shit. That's what that shit sounds like, some Casio shit.
Yo, Hopper, what was your thoughts on that track?
I mean, it's a track. how you say it? It's not my cup of tea. The beat was a good beat. I'm not gonna front, it was a good beat, but the way he, you know what I'm saying, I like Colorado said before, Colorado Hop, Shout out to Tony Colorado. He said, you know, all this down south shit. Come on, bro. We from New York. Let's hear some. You know what I'm saying? I have a different type of sound.
See, here's the thing. Here's why you're hearing all this down south shit. It's the down south artist where Nicky Barr sends out a tweet saying, hey, I'm looking for artists or whatever. It's the down south niggas who respond. It's the down south niggas who step two. The thing about it is,
no, but I have, but you know, I have music from people from New York too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do, but it's just that, like, it isn't even just about, because we've heard music from the South that wasn't like this, that didn't sound like this. We've actually heard a couple of twerk songs that I was like, oh, shit, like, damn, like, I was twerking to that shit. You know what I'm saying? So
we're twerking a Ray J.
I was what?
2 weeks ago, she was twerking, so I hit it first.
No, I was not. I hate that fucking song. I think that, and does not, don't even get me started on that song. Like, no, I don't even think the fucking chorus is catchy. I hate that shit. That was so stupid. Anyway, like, all right. You gotta have, I'm gonna ask the panel another question, but you gotta have something. This can't be it. Like, this just can't be it. I wanna say something about a song. I do. I wanna be able to actually give somebody critique a song. I wanna be able to, you know, I wanna actually pay attention. I want to. So, with that being said, Black, I hope that you would just only shuffle.
I got something for you. And it's a female MC. Pre-game radio staff know her well.
Let's go.
Straight from the Bronx, New York. Shout out to Vegas Black. This is Get Busy, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Broke people say I'm on some funny shit, cause I be on that money shit. I'm sick of hearing all the talking, all the runny lips. The homies call me Black, the ballers call me Honey Dip. The ones that said I'm trash was looking hip on some bummy shit. With full speed and I mean ahead. Dope boys, slick mouth, give me crazy head. Neckwear, heavy stones, I ain't talking Fred. Waistline, heavy with the chrome, man, I'm talking lead. When I say I'm the illest bitch, I ain't playing. Put your money up, I'm killing shit, who just saying? Couple racks on the bedspread where I'm laying. Scratched up the game, something serious like DJ. I don't care if you eat up or high. Drunk, mollied up, done off your supply. You can't lie, keep the fucking hands high. Any shows, any hoes, any gals, any guys. I turns up like volume for the TV. DVD, I get busy, that's just me. Trust me if you just see you ain't round me. Cause I don't need no other dusty niggas trying to clown me. Fresh fellas and money, get it surround me. Groupies in the telly, suck it up like Bounty. Brownie. That trigger pick up rep shit. When I'm in the stew, I'm on that Remy in my cup shit. Grinding for the wealth, I need more ice than a bucket. And I'ma need it before I kick the fucking bucket. The Beamer, Benz, a Bentley in the caravan. Nigga, I'm spicy like Zatarans. Live from the MSG, but from Madison. And everybody know I rock like Gravel Man. Mind be on greatness. And the G times three, I go eight shit. Hit Apple S, told me you could save it. Cause even if you tried to reach the fucking height where I'm at, you won't make it. My mouth so foul, it's so flagrant, but you can't help but love my style. It's that Dame shit, that Gohane shit, cocaine shit, that breathe by highway, switch lane shit. Late night, dark shades, Ray Bane shit. Cypher full of legends, but I make it so they can't spit. I want it all, I'm so selfish. It's like my pockets is allergic to that shellfish. Swole, I'm so cold. At the same time, still hot like charcoal. I roll through deep like potholes. Footwear sick, no bitch, don't got those. I'm so hot, these guys don't need clothes. Shitting on these haters, spitting on these niggas' nose. I love my friends, but I'm closer to my foes. Cool with the players, but I keep a couple hoes. Got dumbs, but I'm heavy with the O's. And ain't shit changed, that's how the game goes. They said I'm too cute to spit flows. That's when my head got big like afros. Now I'm so cocky, B.B. And you can find me with the money in the top B. Shotgun in the coupe, no top please. A motherfucking bullet couldn't stop me. I'ma keep blowing ham like Boar's head. My foundation stronger than a horse leg. And my loaf got me thinking about more bread. I'm trying to make headlines like a forehead. And bring it back for the real chicks. I'm about to show them what the deal is.
motherfucker gotta feel it. Cause even if you fake, you can't escape the real shit.
Yeah, we're back in the building. All Bars Radio, 347-857-4302. That was Vegas Black with Get Busy. We got, of course, How's Your Head Game, Nikki Bars. We got Ab in the building. We got RJ Still, a.k.a. OTM Hopper, with Tony Colorado in the building. Nikki Bars, what did you think about that track?
I actually thought it was cool. I actually, you know what I'm saying, like, you know me. Like, I'm big on being lyrically content. And if I can relate to what you're saying, that's definitely a plus. So I thought it was cool. I thought it was really, if I had to give it a grade. Me, with the beat, maybe not the, I really didn't care for the beat too much, but I can definitely, like I said again, relate to what she was saying. And, you know, she has a nice flow. I would give it like a 7, 7.5.
Wow.
What did you think of that, Ed?
Rhyme-wise, she's just fucking ridiculous. She put some of these cats to shame. Matter of fact, the last two records you played, she could wipe her ass with those.
She really could.
She really could. No, she really could. She really could. Like,
she's nice.
I like her.
Word up. Okay. She's got that grittiness. Yo, you could just see her face, like she, like her fucking eyebrows is arched, her fucking face is wrinkled up because she's really getting it. Yo, I could feel her on this. You know what I'm saying? I could feel what she put in, what she just put into that. She was serious when she said everything she just fucking said. And she said she was spicy like Zataraz. That shit is just fucking crazy. Yo, she is too, yo, she is nice. Word up. I give her a 9 easy. I give her not easy. You right. The music was kind of. I don't think the music was bad because it actually the flow for her flow. But sometimes I think with pregame shit sounds staticky or it sounds offbeat or it sounds kind of fucked up. I attribute some of that to the switchboard too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But that was my reason for like giving like a 7.5 because I'm like yeah. You know me. If I'm going to give a song a 9, 8.5, like, I have to have been, like, really feeling the beat, the words, like, for real, bro. So, but I definitely can relate to what she's saying. Hafa, what do you give that? What do you think about that?
All right, well, first of all, it's Tony Calavano. I'm going to give my input on it first. First of all, her beat was bumping. As soon as her beat came on, I was bumping to it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then after that, when I heard her lyrics, she was on point. Her flow was on point. Her whole everything was on point. You feel me? Like that's like let me get into something like that. New Yorkers, we don't have ears. A majority of us don't have ears for down south music. We have ears for more of a slower paced beat where you're explaining what's going on. Where instead of us trying to catch up with the lyrics, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like where her pace right there, like she honestly had a flow like Vane almost. You feel me? Like. She was on the beat. Whereas that last track, this nigga playing like with that dance, I was trying to keep up with his. I was like, "What's he saying? What did he just say there? What he say there? Like, I don't know what the fuck he's saying." You feel me? But
that Bone Thugs and Harmony shit for a minute. He tried to do that fast rap shit, but that ain't suit him though. And it ain't
not
the sound.
All.
Yeah,
not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, I think I give it a 7.5.
Okay. I said the same thing. That's what's up.
Yeah, like a 7.5, 8 maybe, leaning on 8. You know what I'm saying? Her delivery was proper, though. I got to give it to her.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. My whole shit, that whole track was, she said, even if you can't escape the real shit, and whoever has me on speaker, take me off. But... when she said, even when you think you can't escape the real shit, like, even like that shit is relatable to everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody knows they got that ass, everybody has that friend, or everybody can, you know what I'm saying, relate to that on some level. You know what I'm saying? When she, that go hang shit, like, that whole, the last, I said 2 minutes of that track, I was just really in it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just really, I was just really in it, and it's crazy, but I'm happy for that tonight. Two artists, two women artists, beat the fellas. Like, fellas, what's
going
on?
They sure did.
Like, what the hell? We had that little pop kind of track from Sabrina M. Know what I'm saying, which was pretty dope.
Mm-hmm.
I might even run that back. And then we had, you know, Vegas Black came and just straight ate them niggas for lunch.
You really did, though. But let me ask you a question. Okay, so would you is she considered a battle rapper? Did she battle rap? Or this is just her, this is like, you know what I'm saying, this is just what she does, like she's, you know, gets on the track.
Well, I'll have to ask Ev, because Ev has actually heard her freestyle. I've seen her perform.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a beast on the stage. She's comfortable. She's at home. Like, she doesn't use her body to work the crowd. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to see her gyrating and twerking and shit. Like, she's in a nigga face. Like, she's about to snuff you.
Let's go. Yeah, that's
you know what I'm saying? Like, she's good. But as far as her freestyle, like I said, you would have to ask Ev, because Ev actually interviewed her.
Freestyle was ridiculous. 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 You hear me? Freestyle was like, yo, she had to have me get shit up like 2 years ago and sat down and thought about it. But nah, her freestyle, like I said, was better than, I'd say, 75% of the dudes that have come on pregame and at the end of the show did their little freestyle.
And I could definitely vouch for that, because I've definitely was just saying that today, like, I didn't have somebody black. I don't know if you remember, and I remember the Twitter name really well, because this nigga tries to go on like he's somebody, but you're really not. At, what is it, it's XL. And when he was asked to do a freestyle, like to spit something really quickly, because, you know, I wanted to know, like, if this is really you, because I honestly, during his whole interview, just by, you know, Angel asking, like, what are some of your musical influences? You talking about all his new school shit, but then, you know, he was all over the place. So I really wanted to see if he really, like, if this is really him, if what he sent us was really what he's about. And he was asked to spit, and she hanged up the phone. Okay. So niggas started hitting you up on Twitter now. Niggas started hitting you up on Twitter now, like, yo, what happened? What happened? Not even me, but everybody who was listening that was waiting for him to spit. And he calls back like, nah, my phone, you know, like, I got the call dropped or something. All right, but you back, you live now, so what's up? Niggas said he hung up again or made up some excuse. Like, don't nobody got time for that. Like,
wait, yo, remember a few weeks ago we had that homie from Nyack, New York, bang up, and it was time for the freestyle, and he was like, all right, I'm about to go. Ready? And he hangs up.
Yep, and you don't hear, all you hear is silence. And he didn't even have the decency to call back and say, and lie and say something was wrong with my phone, or I just went under the bridge, or I'm under underpass. He ain't even come up
saying,
with no,
because
you know what I'm saying?
I said, the nigga should have easily said, when I asked him to freestyle, he could have simply said, like, yo, actually, honestly, I can't, because right now I'm about to go do something right now. You know, I just want to, you know, just want to show my love, call in, whatever, whatever, whatever. You could have hit us with the gaffle. Why say, okay, give me a beat? When niggas give you a beat, you start saying, yeah, for, oh, shit, my fucking, your call to drop? Like, and then for you to call back, and then for you
crazy.
To keep with the bullshit, like, don't nobody have time for that. So, like, for future references, like, if your man wrote the whole track and produced it and everything, and you just on it because you sound better, like, it's not real. Like, don't try to front like you know what you're doing, or, like, you don't fucking have anybody write your shit, or you don't copy and paste shit. Like, I hate that so much. Because if you could write a track, you should be able to, if somebody asks you to spit something, especially something that you've always spit before, you know what I'm saying, maybe, do it again. I don't see why you would come on air live and make an ass out of yourself. Like,
mm-hmm. And there have been people that have come on, and we'll let them know at the end, you know, we got this little thing, we just asked you to freestyle. And we know that everybody is not a top freestyle. They just, you know, it's just some people just, it's not in them. They don't have it. That's not their talent. But we give mad props to the ones that get up there, and they'll try it. And they'll get through maybe 7 to 8 bars and then start fucking up, and then we'll all laugh, and it's all good. But at least they made
right.
the effort to do it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
make the
nervous.
Effort to
I
do it.
I was nervous. My bad, my bad. Yeah, I've even gotten out. I was like, if, you know, it's cool.
And rock out. Don't forget, me and Ab in the building tomorrow night for Creed Game Radio at 10 o'clock. And next Friday, the 10th, we at the Space Palace, 846 Metal Lab. I'm in the building. I know Total Colorado's going to be in the building. And definitely rock out with us. Thank you, everybody, who tuned in, who's been rocking with All Bars Radio for this season.
Nicky Bobs, I love you.
We'll
let y'all know when we come back. We'll let y'all know when the show is coming back. You know what I'm saying? She's going on vacation. But
I am. Blaine Voyage. Is that how you say it, I guess?
Yeah, you got it right.
Oh, I do. Yes. I know. And yes, like I said again, shout out to all my tourists. It's definitely tourist season. I'm usually not one to do shit like this because, yeah, the Zodiac is a Zodiac, but... Yes, if your birthday is on May 5th like mine, you're definitely special. That's all I can say.
All right, so definitely, everyone be cool. And like I said, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Don't drink and drive. You already know what to do. We about to get out of here. Be safe. Tune in tomorrow night. We love y'all, man. We up out of here. Peace.
Yes, good night.
Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.